Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. During the 2018 National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention held this past week in Kansas City, we caught up with the Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper, who described some of the opportunities that have been presented to the ethanol industry ever since the Trump administration came to power. According to him, the industry currently enjoys strong support from both sides of the aisle. However, with the House flipping from Republican to Democrat control, he says there is the chance that the RFA will be able to emphasize ethanol's role as an environmentally friendly economic driver.
You know, one thing we are expecting to see is with the Democrats taking the House, there will be more focus on climate policy and greenhouse gas emissions reductions and fuel economy. And we think ethanol has a role to play in all of those conversations as a solution.
What's also been encouraging to Cooper is the support that President Trump has given the industry. He doubled down on the promises made during his presidential campaign recently during a visit to Iowa, where he announced his latest plans to promote the ethanol agenda.
Yeah, President Trump came to Iowa about a month ago and announced that he's directing EPA to begin the rulemaking process to allow E15 to be sold year-round. Currently, because of a 30-year-old regulation that really is a remnant of days past, you can't sell E15 in the summer months. And that's the time of year when people are driving the most and demand is the highest. So he has directed EPA to resolve that issue, fix that regulation. We're very excited about that. But there's a lot of work that's got to happen between now and next summer to get that done. It's going to require a full rulemaking by EPA. Those things can take several months, so we're anxious for EPA to get started on that process to make sure it's done in time.
He acknowledges, too, that policymakers from oil patch states like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas will likely continue their attempts to derail the renewable fuels agenda. But at the end of the day, he says that's to be expected and fails to be overly concerned.
We do think Senator Cruz and other oil state senators and congressmen are going to continue their attacks on the RFS. There will be talk about reform and repeal. There will be some bills introduced. There will probably be some hearings. But the fact of the matter is there's just not the support in either chamber of Congress to repeal the RFS or reform it in any major way. So we're not terribly threatened by the prospect of any kind of legislative action on the RFS. Again, we have very solid support on both sides of the aisle to protect and defend the current program.
You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Thursday, November 15th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts at 8 a.m. Central Time with 18,000 head on offer, including 2,800 yearling steers, 12,000 weaned calves, and a couple of hundred head of bred stock. For more information on when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.